Good afternoon, Anchor. I'm your host, Gunnar Crispin, and today on the podcast, we'll be talking about where we went wrong. So, but as you can tell, we're outside because I love doing these podcasts outdoors. It feels so much more relaxing. It is really cold here, though, so I love doing these outside because it's more relaxing and stuff. So what we're talking about now is kind of how, in my eyes, like where we went wrong. So kind of what I mean by that is, so, you know, when we were first put on the planet, we didn't have, you could say, we didn't have drugs and stuff. We didn't have all these emergencies because we basically didn't have the issues of that. And I feel like one major key component of how, of the twist in the road that caused us to be who we are now, I feel as if that a huge key component would be technology at such. Because, yeah, if you go anywhere on any live streaming site, anywhere, you can see people, you know, live streaming and driving, or being on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and driving and stuff. And, you know, that causes, you know, car accidents, obviously, yeah. But it's not what we're focusing on. We're focusing on more of the Generation Z point of view, or the 21st century, basically, because 100 years ago, we didn't have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or we didn't even have mobile phones. Like some of my notes that I'm looking off right now, that's on an iPad 6th generation. And if my microphone were to go out, I also have an iPhone XS recording. If my microphone were to go out. It's 2019, so a century ago, it would have been 1919, according to my math, if it's right. We wouldn't have all that. I mean, podcasts, weren't even a thing, and I don't know if this is true, correct, because this is kind of just an estimation, but the radio, it was, you know, just getting started, or not a thing yet. And like I said, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all that stuff, Tumblr, TikTok, whatever, all that stuff wasn't around back then. So we couldn't have the ability to abuse physically, mentally, abuse people through a screen. See, what I think happened was we got these social medias, and we feel tough now because we don't have to talk to anybody face to face. We can move our little thumbs, and that can cause somebody to move their finger towards a knife and slit their wrists. And I don't think a lot of people understand that. So basically, on the podcast, we're talking about, you know, ways that we can deal with that, the divide. If you look at my cover picture for the divide, the is white and the divide is black, and I did that on purpose, not because white's higher than black people. No, I did that because we're divided in today's modern world. We're divided into race, into sexuality and gender because of social media. You see, I'm not saying at all that social media isn't good in some ways, because it is. But I'm not saying when I say it's good, I'm not saying that it's perfect, because it is not. If you go on Instagram, if you just search up whatever, pretty much anything almost, you can get all sorts of stuff. I mean, it is horrible, the stuff that people can post online. Because we're living in a generation where if you're male or female, gay or straight, you're less than somebody else, white or black, whatever. And it's all because of social media. I think, because what we've created a world to, it's just an extreme now, to where we've created a world that if you're black or white, gay, straight, whatever, if you're any of those things, you're less than somebody. You're less than somebody. We are all, no matter how rich, poor, black, white, gay, straight, bi, male, female, we're all the same people. And you know what? No, that's wrong. We're not all the same people. We are different people, and we are put on this earth for different reasons, but we all bleed the same. If you cut somebody, their blood is going to be red. When they cut you back, your blood is going to be red. I promise. We might all have different organs. They might be individually different, but they're all called the same thing, right? So, if our organs are all called the same thing, but they're all different and unique, why can't we all be called the same thing, but be different and unique? Here's a really good example. Like, the human brain is filled with millions of thoughts, just in a day. Thousands or millions of thoughts in a day. But there's thousands of millions of people in the world. So the brain has these thousands of millions of thoughts a day, but it's still called a brain, right? And it still controls the same parts of your body, right? So as humans, although we're different and unique, and we have millions, thousands of millions of different flaws and things that make us unique, why does that make us different? Unique being black, white, gay, straight, female, male. We've talked about this. But that doesn't matter. And, you know, back to the social media thing, we've created this world where people are treated poorly because of privileges, is what I'm going to say. Privileges. And am I surprised? No, not really. You see, over the years, we've evolved into this thing. It's not something beautiful like people try to make it out to be. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't people that aren't beautiful, and there aren't people. When I say beautiful, I don't mean looks-wise. I mean spiritually, mentally, not physically. When I say beautiful, I mean they're unique and they're kind. Now, I'm not saying there's not people like that. But if you find somebody with a pure heart, which is extremely hard to do, you are lucky, because it doesn't happen very often. When it does happen, you better not let them go, because they are rare treasures. They really, really are. Now, if you walk down, you know, Hollywood or anywhere, even if you're in a small city, you can find someone who needs a little, or maybe even just a lot of help. You know, we didn't all come from privilege, and we didn't all get to bask in the glory of having money. And it's sad, because, you know, money is basically what our civilization is supported by. And, you know, I think that's horrible, because it really is, when you break it down, it really is just paper. It is green paper, green cotton, whatever. You know, in America, it's green. In Mexico, they have different colors of money. So, you know, money, different colors, different numbers, different, you know, names, cents, pennies, dimes, quarters, nickels, $5, $10, different names, right? So if money can be different, then if money can be different, but have so much value, then why can't we be different and have the same amount of value? You see, I don't know a lot. I really don't. I don't know much. But I do know that if we, at this rate, we're going, what we're heading in, what the direction we're heading in, if we keep doing that, there will not be a tomorrow. And you might call me crazy for saying that, but if we keep relying on money and social media and races, sexuality, gender, whatever, if we keep relying on that stuff, one of these days, there's not going to be a tomorrow, because you'll have gone so insane over this stuff that it's going to be our lives. And, you know, we're already heading in that direction where teenagers, even adults, even small children are on, you know, a tablet, a phone, or computer, or whatever, most of their day. So there's 24 hours in a day, and a kid spends 8 hours a day on a phone. Now, if that's not crazy to you, I'm sorry, there's a bird in the background being loud. If that's not crazy to you, if a third of our day is on our phones, and another third of our day is spent sleeping, for most people, 8 hours of sleep for most people, if two-thirds of our day is spent on our phones or sleeping, then that means we only have 8 hours of human interaction. Now, what does that speak? What does that say to somebody? What does that mean? That means we're on these things too much. Now, you see, I'm not saying social media is bad, like we've talked about, like I've talked about before, but I'm not saying it's good either. You see, if you're that sick, you can type in somewhere murder, and guess what you'll find? You can find someone being brutally murdered, and it's horrible. It is horrible. And I mean, it is horrible. The things that people can post online is horrible. And if you don't agree with me, I don't know what is wrong with you. You see, you can go to these different sites. You can do anything you want on the internet. But when it comes down to it, let me tell you something. These sites all have different names. www.youtube.com, www.u.tube.com, www.utu.be.com are different, right? But they all take you to the same place. They all take you to the same place, right? Apple. Apple. Now, you might be saying, what does that have anything to do with it? Because that is a very well-known brand. Apple, Samsung, Google, Microsoft, Windows, or Microsoft and Windows are the same thing, but you understand what I'm saying, right? Windows, anything, you know? Those companies are all different, but what do they have in common? They all make smartphones. And what do our smartphones have in common? Well, they all do the same thing. Am I right? They all wake us up in the morning. They all tell us when someone's trying to communicate with us. And they all tell us the latest drama on social media. Right? So, if these brands are so different, and if they're competing against each other, if they're competing against each other, and they still do the same thing, then why can't we? Why can't Why can't we all be different, but not compete against each other? Another really cool thing for the iPhone X, we're getting a little technology for the iPhone X. Apple had Samsung make some of their screens, OLED screens, or OLED. So what does that say about Apple and Samsung? Now, I know it's just a screen, but does that mean they might be realizing they do the same thing? So why can't we all be different, but be called the same thing? And you might be asking yourself, what do you mean, be called the same thing? Human. That is what I'm saying. Why can't we all be called human? You might be saying, well, we are all called humans. No, we're not. We're not. See, some of us are called ugly, stupid, fat, immature, lazy. Does that really define us? Are we really so wrapped up in social media that a total stranger can say something and hurt us? No. That is horrible. That is horrible that someone that you don't even know can say something about you and you be offended by it. No, what do they know? What do they know about you? They know you by a picture or a video. They don't know you by your personality, your humor, whatever. They don't know that about you. Now, do they? No, they don't. See, and I think it's pretty cool that people can market these things on social media and we click that order button and it be there in 2 days. See, Amazon and eBay, they all do the same thing. FedEx, whatever, UPS, they all do the same thing, but they have different names, right? So all as humans, don't we all bleed the same way? Yeah, we do, right? Now, I know I keep saying that a lot, right? Because if you disagree with me, I want you to share your opinion. I want you to leave a message for me. And maybe you can be shared in the next podcast. It's okay to have different opinions. I'm just saying, don't make it to where you're calling other people that you don't even know or might know stuff that's not true, because you might know what's going, you might not know going on in their life. You see, I have a friend that's going to remain nameless who got in a car accident, a horrible one, okay? Just a few days later, she's texting me, calling me crying because something that someone said to her on social media. And, you know, obviously, I'm going to support her and, you know, tell her it's going to get better, because it will. It will get better. But I also told her that she can't worry about things that are going to get better. And that might sound cruel. I know. It might sound horrible to you. And you know what it did to me for a while. But you cannot cry. You cannot get upset. You cannot be mad. You can't get hurt by something that will get better. It will get better. Now let's circle this back. Everything, the brain, the smartphone, these companies, they all do the same thing, but they're all called different things. See, for the last 15, 20 minutes, you've been listening to me ramble about how we're all the same, blah, 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 blah. And if you made it to the end, thank you. If you actually listen to me, and if you sit here and don't take them for granted, thank you. Because that means a lot. You see, we're going to wrap this up soon. But here's the thing. I want you, if there's anything that we can, I said we, not just you, but me and you, can take away from this, is that we are all the same. And I'm not saying that I'm perfect, because I'm not. I'm not. You know, we've all done things that we regret, okay? But we are all the same. We're all humans. we are all humans, and I believe, this might sound corny, there is one race, and that is the human race. Hello, everybody. Just a quick side note, if you made it to the very end, just let you know, we usually probably won't post on Saturday. We'll probably post usually on Sunday, and possibly sometimes on Saturday, like we are today. So, if you made it to the end, thank you so much. Please give this video a few claps, and leave a message saying your opinion.